Did you ever see a wardrobe or chiffarobe or?
Oh yeah.
What was that?
Well, there's one of them chiffarobe in this room, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that's about all I've got. It's something that's portable. You can move it around just like a piece of furniture, something like mm-hmm. that. It's not made for the house.
Mm-hmm. Does it have drawers in it, or?
Drawers and doors.
Uh-huh.
Up top of the doors and then below the drawers.
So you can hang things at the top?
Yeah. Well, no, the top is mostly for hats.
Uh-huh.
That's right. And then the drawers is for the bed soles of that room.
Uh-huh.
Each room has got its own place to put bed soles.
Mm-hmm. And something that you could have on rollers to pull down, to hang in the window and pull down to keep out the light.
Well, that's what we call a curtain.
Uh-huh. Is a curtain something on rollers that you'd pull down?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear of window shades or blinds?
Well, a curtain and a window shade is practically the same thing.
What's the difference?
Well, none that I know of. It's just two different names. And the blind, now they got this, what they call, in other words, we people around here call them shutters.
Mm-hmm.
And they're fixed to where you can close them up or open them up.
Mm-hmm. They got slats in them?
You know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a little room off the kitchen where you could store canned goods and things.
Well, I haven't got that, but I got two old discarded ice boxes back there that I keep my canned goods and stuff in.
Uh-huh. What would you call a room like that?
Well, it ain't no room.
Mm-hmm.
It's just sitting out there on the back porch.
Well, I mean, if you had a special...
A pantry.
Huh?
Pantry.
Uh-huh. And say if you had a lot of old, worthless things that you were going to throw away, you'd say, well, this isn't good anymore, it's just...
Well, I burn it up.
Huh? What would you call it, though?
Huh? Well, just, scrap stuff. Clothes, and old shoes, and hats, and such stuff as that. Just what we call junk.
Uh-huh. And... A woman would say, if her house was in a big mess, she'd say she had to... What would she have to do?
Well, if she was mine, it would be cleaned up.
And the thing that she'd sweep with would be a...
Broom.
And say...
A vacuum cleaner.
Uh-huh.
I got both of them.
Uh-huh. Say, if the broom was in this corner here, and the door was open, like it is, so you couldn't see the broom, you'd say the broom was...
It was hid.
Where?
Back of that door.
Uh-huh.
And our mops that we bought, mopped the floor with, they're all out there on the back, little back porch we got out there.
Mm-hmm. You know, years ago on Monday, women would get all the dirty clothes together.
Yeah.
And what would they do?
Wash them.
Uh-huh.
Scrubbed many a piece of clothes on that old washboard and tub.
Uh-huh. Well, they'd say they were going to go out and do the...
Washing.
Uh-huh. And on Tuesday, then?
Huh?
On Tuesday, they'd do the...
Well, Monday, the general thing they'd done the washing, and Tuesday, they went all over the house, cleaned it up.
Uh-huh. Well, what about to get the wrinkles out of the clothes? They'd do the...
Iron.
Uh-huh. Nowadays, if you wanted to have some clothes washed, you could send them to the...
Laundromat.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear people use the word laundry? Do they ever say, I'm going to do my laundry?
Or... Yeah. That's just a classy name for it.
What's that?
Laundry. Instead of your washing.
People didn't used to say laundry, huh?
No, they washed.
Uh-huh.